The fallout is spreading from the Defence Department's failure to tackle chemical contamination from the use of firefighting foam on its bases. Defence has admitted it'll cost taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars to clean up the problem, and hundreds of people are seeking compensation. As Nancy Notson reports, a mango farmer near Katherine in the Northern Territory is one of them.
Paddy Fordham's small mango farm near Katherine has been his livelihood for the past 20 years. Now tests show his water supply is contaminated with potentially toxic chemicals once used in firefighting foam at the nearby Tyndall RAAF base. So he spoke to a Defence Department representative.
I asked him about the mangoes and he said, well, that's okay, long as you don't eat too many of them. And I said, well, hang on, I do this for a living. And he said, well, you can go online and fill in a compensation claim if you like.
Paddy Fordham thought the tests done by Defence showed the levels of PFAS chemicals in his water supply were up to 0.4 micrograms a litre, about six times above the accepted limit for drinking water.
He didn't seem to think it was a problem. Like he even said 0.4 and 0.3, he said that's not dangerous.
But it wasn't until he went through the paperwork with the ABC that he realised his levels were much higher. The document shows his tank, which supplies his house, has a PFAS level of 4.6 micrograms a litre, nearly 66 times above the deemed safe limit for drinking water. The bore which irrigates his mangoes is 60 times over.
Of course I'm worried because it was only 0.4, 0.3 coming out of the tap and 0.4 out of the bore.
While there are guidelines for safe levels of PFAS chemicals in water supplies, there aren't for food. Defence has taken samples of Paddy Fordham's soil and mango trees, but he hasn't been given the results. He has heard from the NT Department of Primary Industry and Resources. In an email, it's told him,
it is recommended that people should not source all of their dietary requirements from impacted areas to limit the potential for elevated accumulation.
It also says,
as fruit enters the market, the potential for a subsequent individual to be exposed to levels exceeding the recommended limit becomes negligible, which is why controls have not been required.
Just a few minutes away from Paddy Fordham's mango farm, Jon de Beers says Defence has also been testing at his property, taking blood samples from his cows and goats.
They use a needle in it and have the blood.
Did they say why they were doing
it? No. So far I know I'm the only one where they have done it.
While Defence is testing some animals for PFAS chemicals, there's growing pressure for residents to be offered blood tests too. As for mango farmer Paddy Fordham, he's now hired a lawyer and is asking the Defence Department for compensation.
Nancy Notson reporting, and the ABC has contacted the Department of Defence for a comment. It's not responded.